I'm Angie Cat. Yes, I'm Angie Cat. Tango mini car, tango mini skirt, tango maxi hot. Me encantan los rusos, pues son europeos. Me gusta conseguir, yo bailo con Les Rollins y sueño con James Dean. My name is Angie Cat.
I usually sing along with Angie Cat, but I got here late because I was in a frenzy and everything's going crazy. I had a fabulous event last night, which is why I'm a little bit out of my mind. We have these things called salons once or twice a month, and we have all of our wild creative friends come over, and everybody just sings one little song, or they read a part of a play that they're working on, or read some poetry, or show us some paintings or something. So we had one of those last night, and it's usually at somebody else's house and we don't have to do any work, but we had it at our house. So that's about 30 people doing that stuff and takes a lot of preparation. So I am wildly underprepared for today's show, but that doesn't mean I don't have a fabulous selection of records. I managed to pull all the records, but I didn't do any research on the bios or birthdays or anything. So we're going to celebrate Barry Mann, who's a wonderful songwriter from the Brill Building, and you know, Barry Mann's Cynthia Weil, they were married and they wrote all those fabulous songs. We're going to celebrate Carole King, and you know her from her solo albums, but also she was a Brill Building girl and wrote all of these things. Goffin King was their moniker. Amazing songs. And then Mike Batt, who's just a crazy guy who wrote all the songs for the Wombles, but he actually had a solo career in England before that. Candy Johnson, who's just a fabulous go-go dancer, a little on the questionable side about exhibition, which is why I love her so much. Oscar Brand, who's a kind of untoward comedian, who all three of the albums I have by him start with Body, so that sounds good to me. Kate McGarrigle, who, you know, I completely adore. And I think that's about all we have for today. I'm looking down the list. Barry Mann, who am I starting with? I think I'm starting with Terry Melcher, who's a songwriter. I actually wrote down a little bit of a bio for him. It's very exciting. He was Doris Day's son, which is pretty wild. So he was born on February 8th, 1942. He unfortunately died on November 19th, 2004 of melanoma, rather early. He was the only child of Doris Day. His father was Doris Day's first husband, Al Jordan, who was a trumpet player, who I have some records by him. And then he was adopted by her third husband, Martin Melcher. He's known for his collaborations with Bruce Johnston. And one of those, I think, is Kokomo. It's one of the only Beach Boys songs I don't have, but every time I think about not having it, it's stuck in my head, so you should be glad I'm not playing it. And then he had a lengthy association with the Manson family. He was born in New York City. Yes, his dad was a trombonist, and he is known as Terry after Terry and the Pirates. Doris Day thought that was funny, and that was a little bit of too much foreshadowing. Before his birth, Doris Day was going to divorce Al Jordan because of his violent temper, and she left Terry as an infant with her mother in Ohio so she could tour. So that's a nice upbringing. He ended up going to high school in Beverly Hills eventually, and Doris Day found out her third husband, Terry, who adopted Terry. Oh, no. Her third husband was Terry's adopted father, and he embezzled $20 million from Doris Day. See, I keep saying seeing Day and thinking like, oh, this happened on that day. And then Terry claimed that he had been mistreated as a child by him. Anyway, he shaped the sound of surf music with the Ripcords, was a rabid folk band, produced the Birds, did all of this crazy stuff, and he co-wrote a whole lot of Paul Revere and the Raiders songs, which is what I'm going to concentrate on. But this is the best part of his bio, and maybe I wrote so much that that's one another reason I didn't get to all the other bios. In 1968, Terry was introduced to aspiring musician Charles Manson by Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys. And for a bit, Melcher thought about recording Manson, but ultimately declined to sign him. Oops. Wilson and Melcher cut their ties with Manson after witnessing him fighting with a drunken stuntman. The house where the Manson murders took place had been occupied by Terry Melcher before Roman Polanski rented it, and so there's a theory that Manson might have been trying to get Terry, but ended up in that other arena. And so now I'm going to play one of Terry Melcher's first songs. It's one of his surf songs that he co-wrote and produced, and then we'll just get on to the more fun stuff.
Jackie thinks that she's a queen, so she treats everybody mean. But I'm gonna knock her off her throne. She'll try to break your heart, tear it all apart. As she grabs a new stingray, yeah, to school every day.
She's a queen.
Klaus Nomi got any ideas of that outro. One of the best outros in a surf song ever, produced by Terry Melcher and also co-written by him, and Keep Away from the Queen. Maybe there's a subtext to that title. In any case, here's one of the songs he co-wrote for Paul Revere in the Raiders with Mark Lindsay. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah.
love it when Paul Revere goes, good, good, good. I mean, Mark Lansing, who's the lead singer. In any case, I'm going to play a few more Paul Revere and the Raiders songs that Terry Melcher co-wrote. And then we'll do something else after that. But this is a Terry Melcher tribute. The man who hung out with Manson, and maybe Manson was hoping to kill him when he killed Sharon Tate by mistake.
Threw on lots of paper and the flames kept getting high.
Okay, we're almost done with Master Terry Melcher. He did a lot of crazy stuff. He worked with Wayne Newton. He worked with Glenn Campbell. He worked with the Mamas Papas and more. He was actually on the board of the Monterey Pop Festival. He was a huge folk fan. And also, you know, that song I said that he co-wrote, Kokomo, that I don't have. It only took John Phillips, Scott McKenzie, Mike Love, and Terry Melcher to write that rather mediocre song together. So maybe we're lucky I don't have it. But in any case, where was I going with all this? Oh, yes, the one thing that his adoration of folk rock got him to, and it also helped him get to being one on the board of the Monterey Pop Festival, was that he just happened to produce a little band. You know, it's a euphemism for those things that fly in the sky. A bird. Maybe you've heard this before.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, man. There ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me for a trip upon your magic swirling ship. All my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. You are
Johnson will be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. The reason why, oh, I can say, I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Baby, for a long time,
baby, for a long time,
you had me believe,
you had me believe,
that your love was all mine. And that's the way it would be. But
I didn't know
that you were putting me on. And I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone.
Oakley. Well, now we're going to move on to Barry Mann, and he's one of the people that, because I was so busy last night, I didn't have a time to write down a sort of sketch from his wiki page, but I was just perusing the wiki page now during that last song that was produced by the fabulous Terry Melcher, and you know Terry Melcher had that fun story about Manson, all sorts of crazy things, and all it says about Barry Mann is his early life was he was born Barry Imberman into a Jewish family in New York City. And then it says his personal life. This is the entirety of his personal life. Mann was married to Cynthia Wheel, born 1961 to 2023. They had one daughter, Jen. They resided in Beverly Hills, California. So that's all you get to know about Barry Mann, because all of the stuff, everything else in the entire wiki page is just a list of his songs, and I have those already. And he did many huge classic songs that you're going to recognize, but I just wanted to start off with a few peculiar things that he did that are kind of one of the reasons that I love him. He did the soundtrack for, they're called exploitation movies. And this was exploiting the hippies and the riots and the sort of negative position that middle-class people were taking on them, and how they could make that into kind of, you know, an outsider movie. It's called Wild in the Streets. And he also did another soundtrack to a movie called Angel, Angel, Down We Go. They're both delightfully weird and filled with debauchery. And so let's hear some of Barry Mann's compositions with Cynthia Wheel for this movie, Wild in the Streets, and Angel, Angel, Don't We Know. The fake band in Wild in the Street was Max Frost and the Troopers.
Black power, white power, that's so hot now.
Good game, good life.
Youth power, that's where the whole thing's at now.
Good game, good life.
We got a voice and it's getting much stronger.
Good game, good life.
Now we ain't
messing around any longer.
14 or 5.
14 or 5. We're gonna do it upright. We got the numbers, now we want the vote. Get ready to go now, it's time we started rocking the boat. It's 14 or 5. No one to get us uptight. We got a cause now and begin it tonight. It's 14 or 5. White power, that's so hot now.
14 or 5.
Youth power, that's where the whole thing's at now.
14 or 5.
We got a voice and it's getting much stronger.
14 or 5.
Now we ain't messing around any longer.
14 or 5.
14 or 5. We're gonna do it upright. We got the numbers, now we want the vote. Get ready to go now, it's time we started rocking the boat. It's 14 or 5. No one can get us uptight. Well, we got the cause and beginning tonight. It's 14 or 5.
So I just wanted to let you know that record still has the price tag on it, and it's $1. So I think it was worth it. And Angel, Angel, down we go. Here comes the theme song. It's kind of psychedelic.
Sound. Hope you're getting ready. find yourself put down. It's time to wake the sleeper. Minds are getting deeper. We're wild, 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 wild in the streets.
Isn't that a little song from Angel, Angel, Down We Go, written by Barry Mann, and it's called The Fat Man.
Little skinny people who look like barber poles have little skinny minds and hearts and super skinny souls. Said that you have to look like that. But we say hip hooray, hip hip hooray for that. Growing up and growing out, that's what life is all about. Growing high, growing wide, leave you lots of room inside. Come on, do it fast, do it slow, but don't you be afraid to grow. Take a bony body, what does it really mean? It's just a skeleton with skin and nothing in between. Folks are no fun to have around. So when we pick our friends, we pick them by the pound. Growing up and growing out, that's what life is all about. Growing high, growing wide, leaves you lots of room inside. Come on now, slow, but don't you be afraid to grow.
Oh, I wish all songs ended like that. Here's a little Barry Mann song that he wrote for, surprisingly, Chad and Jeremy.
The band and I, we played from 9 to 5. They didn't play much cause the place was just a dive. Then one night I saw her in a crowd. She asked if singing with the band would be allowed. It was just a weekday night, so I said it would be alright. That's how I met the girl who sang the blues. She sang the blues like no one has ever heard. You could tell that she
club, right up to her. He said, hey girl,
my name's Brian Epstein.
Sometimes you might be surprised, but the Move did cover other people's songs on rare occasions, and this is one that they covered by Barry Mann, and it's called Don't Make My Baby Blue. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a rather bluesy interpretation by The Move, but of course it's called Don't Make My Baby Blue, so they kind of had an excuse. Let's play something a little lighter by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, birthday boy Barry Mann, like he did write for, you know, Song of the Night, bands like the Partridge Family.
Of the world, I'm a loser just wasting my time. I can't make a dime. In the eyes of the world, being born was my first big mistake. I can't get a break. But in the eyes of my woman I stand, like a hero, a giant, a man who's as tall as can be. Any fool can see that she's looking through the eyes of love. She's looking through the eyes of love. She's looking through the eyes of love. Of a guy who just live and die. In the eyes of the crowd, I'm another poor Joe on the street. Can't get on my feet. But in the eyes of my woman, they're wrong. My king and a lover, strong and as brave as can be. Any fool can see that she's looking through the eyes of love. She's looking through the eyes of love.
Well, if you think that was lightweight, wait, they wrote songs for Harper's Bazaar, too.
Mm-hmm. at his feet. She says he sang her a peculiar way, spending good fortune on everyone's street. Say, have you heard the whiskey is a rage? I'll send you a jug in the morning. It is absurd to live in a cage. You know there's got to be something better. As they go by, don't look with eagle's eye. Smile at your jailers until they go weak. Nothing can compare to something that's almost there. It's the cherry plum madness that all of us seek. Say, hey, have you heard the whiskey is the rage? I'll send you a jug in the morning. It is absurd to live in a cage. You know there's got to be something better.
Okay, it's hard to escape with these musical overachievers. Like, I brought about 30 more records with Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil Rock songs on them, but I'm just going to play a couple more to take us out. Here, I think this one's in French, unless they just spelled it in French on the cover, but it is a song called Home of the Brave, and if it's in English, it's still by Barry Mann. Let's see what Richard Anthony has to sing. And then I'll play a couple more, and then it'll be the top of the hour, and it'll be time to go to another fabulous artist.
C'est vrai qu'il a les cheveux beaucoup trop longs. C'est vrai qu'il est habillé comme un vagabond. Et ça suffit pour que se déchaînent ses regards d'envie ou de haine. Quand on choisit la liberté, les gens ne peuvent pas vous le pardonner. Parti
Okay, well, it's the top of the hour already, and I have so many records to get to. Anyway, my name is Christian Hoffman. The show is called Pepperland Spice Rack. The station is your favorite station in the universe. Luxury and music occasionally with www. At the beginning and a .com at the end. And as you know, and you've heard me say, perhaps for the last 15 years, if you've been listening that long, we are listener-sponsored radio. And it is the magic of listener-sponsored radio that we actually have been around for 15 years, and we've been supported all the time by wonderful listeners like you guys, and I hope that we can be around for at least a little bit longer. And that just means you need to check in on www.luxuriamusic.com, and there's a place where you can just donate directly some cash, but there's also a kind of store there. It's all things that the DJs have donated, all sorts of crazy records and autobiographies and bags with Luxuria on them and all sorts of crazy stuff. And if you buy one of those things for much cheaper than you get it on eBay or Discogs or Etsy or any of those other places, you will keep us on the air for a little while longer and we'll be able to play crazy songs like these. Well, this next song is not quite so crazy. I'm going to play one more song by Barry Mann because, well, it's topical in this peculiar moment in history. It's called Peace, Brother, Peace, which was kind of trendy around the time of the hippies. It seems that fad has lost a little bit of its energy, and I hope we bring it back together.
Peace, brother, peace. Peace, brother, peace. All of my sisters, all of my brothers, peace, peace, peace. I want you to tell them to
should be chipper, but it's kind of sad. I hope it's time for peace, and we have to work together to make that happen, and we must never lose our sense of community, and we can also do things to cheer us up at moments like these. And just read one of those to listen to a track by Candy Johnson, because Candy Johnson was, see, this is one of the people I didn't have time to write down the bio, but Where's her birthday? It should be right. Oh, but she was born on February 8th, 1944. She unfortunately left the party on October 20th, 2012. But between that time, she was most famous as being a dancer in beach party films, including a film called Beach Party. She was that person who would come out of a tent on the sand next to all the hipsters, and then she'd just like jiggle around and everyone would get really excited. But she also sang on this album, if you can call it singing. It's a really fun album. And so we're going to play a little Candy Johnson in tribute to her birthday. And then we'll move on to many other birthdays too. So I hope that made you think of a fabulous beach party. Now we're going to go to somebody else I'm going to give some short shrift to. And if I said short shrift to him, he would probably make a really good pun out of it. His name is Oscar Brand, and he was a radio show host, songwriter, author, comedian. And I have four of his albums that I brought with me. But I brought about $18 for Carole King, whose birthday it is too. So it's kind of like they're battling it out on the radio. But all of his albums have in their subtitle body songs and backroom ballads. And so I'm going to play you the first song on this album. Oh, he was born February 7th, 1920. He lived until September 30th, 2010. And so this song is called Do They Hang Too Low? And it was meant to be interpreted however you want it, although the song probably isn't as nasty as that because they couldn't get away with it then.
Any old storm, any old port, life is long, love is short. You better get a woman if you can. If you can't get a woman, get a clean old man.
Do they hang too low? Do they swing to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you swing them around your shoulder like a European soldier? Do they hang too low in the morning?
Any old storm, any old port, life is long, love is short. Better get a woman if you can. If you can't get a woman, get a clean old man.
Do they feel too tight? Do they rattle when you fight? Can you keep them out of harm? Can you throw them over your arm? Do they irritate your knees? Do they tear your BVDs? Do they hang too low in the morning?
Any old storm, any old port, life is long, love is short. You better get a woman if you can. If you can't get a woman, get a clean old man.
Do they hang way down? Do they drag along the ground? Do they feel so cool and nice when they slide along the ice? Do they irritate when you snag them on the gate? Do they hang too low in the morning?
Any old storm, any old port, life is long, love is short. You better get a woman if you can. If you can't get a woman, get a clean old man.
they hang too loose for self-abuse? Do they tangle in a knot? Do they bang around a lot? Do they twist and kink? Do you wish that they were shrink? Do they hang too low in the morning?
Any old storm, any old port, life is long, love is short. You better get a woman if you can. If you can't get a woman, get a clean old man.
Fabulous Oscar Brand, and you can interpret that any way you want, but it seems like he's relatively open-minded about sensual possibilities. Anyway, we're going to do a birthday tribute to one Mr. Mike called Philip Batt. He's one of my favorite songwriters because he wrote all of the songs for the Wombles. And he was born on the 6th of February, 1949, and he's an English singer, songwriter, musician, arranger, record producer, director, and conductor. That's what they say on here. And I just have a few of the songs that he wrote on various delivery systems, some of which are his own records. And there's something about Melbourne summer music. I told you, I just didn't have time to do all the notes before the show because I was hosting people who were singing last night. So we're just going to play some Mike Batt. He does a fun cover of the Beatles, which is ridiculous. But I also am going to play some songs that he wrote himself. Most notably, some of them that he wrote for the Wombles. He really was a Womble at heart.
Your hearts and sing me a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. Your mother should know. Sing it again. Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Sing it again. So get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Sing it again. Lift up your hearts and sing me a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
People don't notice us, they never see.
their noses are wombled, maybe. Wombled by night and we wombled by day, looking for litter to trundle away. We're so incredibly, utterly devious, making the most of everything. Even bottles and tins, pick up the pieces and make them into something new. It's what we do. Underground, overground, wombling free, the wombles of Wimbledon, common are we.
mumble you are. Remember, remember, remember what a mumble, mumble, mumble you are. Remember, remember, remember what a mumble, mumble, mumble you are.
So as an orchestrator, he arranged all of those strings, Mr. Mike Pat, for the Wombles, and when he wasn't wombling, he did other things under his own name, like this.
Wearily she wends her way through the brightly colored day.
That maybe I should do a whole Mike Batt show one day or one year, but there's too many birthdays this week, and we have to move on to someone painfully obvious but deservedly so. Carole King. She was born Carole Joan Klein on February 9th, 1942, and she's still amongst us, so she can speak for herself, and she will continue to do so, having one of the biggest selling albums of all time, Tapestry, at one point in their life. But before that, she was writing with her then husband, Mr. Goffin, so that songs were all credited to Goffin King, and they made all sorts of marvelous records under that misnomer, little misnomer, and I'm going to play a bunch of those from bands you probably never even heard of, like maybe Herman's Hermits or Gary Lewis and the Playboys or maybe even Georgie Fame.
so. It would have been so easy then for me to turn and go. But now there's no leaving you. I know that for a fact. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. I told myself you'd always be a habit I could break. But now a day without your kiss would be so hard to take. You just can't get off a train that's moving down the track. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Once I could have said goodbye, but that was at the start. Now I think I'd rather die than be the one to say we'll part. Maybe you will break my heart, maybe you'll be true. No matter what the future brings, I've gotta see it through. Maybe your love for me is nothing but an act. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back. Maybe you will break my heart, maybe you'll be true. No matter what the future brings, I've gotta see it through. Maybe your love for me is nothing but an act. I'm at the we were too young to know. Honey, now you say we don't love each other, and my wig is about to blow. I'm at the point of no return, and for me there'll be no turning back.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say.
Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Make rainbows all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby.
Oakley doakley, but let's have a little rock block of Herman's Hermit songs that Goffin King wrote. Emphasis on the King, because that's who we're paying the tribute to today, Carole King. Here we go.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She bends close to me like I hope she would.
She bends to me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only dance for a minute or two, but then she's stuck close to me the whole night through.
Oh.
Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I moved to home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just the one. So I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
When Carole King decided to record her own music instead of writing songs for all these other great people to sing, she didn't just start with Tapestry. She started with a band called The City, and they made a really fantastic album. And I'm just going to play some of that stuff. It was produced by Lou Adler, who produced a whole bunch of the Mamas and Papas records. And it's weird because the songs mostly say Goffin King underneath them. Isn't that weird? Because they were partners in many songs before this, and they were partners in this next beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. with her, you will soon bite the dust and discover you're just a
God, we have to get to Kate McGarrigle soon. And the one thing is, when you write songs that you want people to cover, of course, Carole King got everyone to cover them, from, say, B.J. Thomas to Bobby V to all these other crazy people, including even Carol Burnett, which record I brought. But I'm thinking that one of the aspirations of every great songwriter might be to have Françoise Hardy cover one of your songs. So here's one of those. And I might play another song by Carole King's A Band the City before we go to the Kate McGarrigle outro. I don't know. I love them both so much. I'll decide while we're listening to Françoise.
Yeah.
Okay, hard choice, but I am going to play another song by Carole King in The City, and then we'll just have Kate McGarrigle play us out. I can always play a bunch of her songs on Anna McGarrigle's birthday anyway.
The salesman came this morning, salvation.
Happy birthday to one Ms. Carole King. Unlike Kate McGarrigle, she has more records of in front of her if she cares to have them. So in any case, Kate McGarrigle is part of the McGarrigle sisters, as you know. And she was born on February 6, 1946. And unfortunately, she passed away on January 18, 2010. And because I have a personal investment in this relationship, I've told this story many times, but when Lance was writing for Rock Scene, it was like a cheap little magazine in New York, and so we got the records free in the mail, and we got Kate and Anna McGarrigle's record in between listening to all our pseudo-punk and Sparks records and Velvet Underground and stuff. We thought, like, this is like one of the greatest records ever made. And then when Rufus Wainwright decided to try to have a career, we ran down to see him at a little club on Fairfax, and the only reason we thought went to see him was because we thought Kate might be there. She wasn't, but I ended up in a band with Rufus Wainwright, and we finally got to go to Canada and meet her, and she was perfectly wonderful, and she was my idol and continues to be in so many ways. Every time I hear her voice, for many reasons, mostly because of her songcraft, it just makes me heartbroken, but I have hope that musicians can continue to create so many beautiful things in this peculiar world we're in right now. So I adore you, Kate, on whatever plane you're living now, and let's play some of your music before the show's over. Okay, here we go. It's kind of folksy, you know, I try and play psych and pop, but this is just sort of, it's songwritery.
Love. it's accelerating. Will you come when all is still? From the river off the hill, love, love, where can you be? Love, I am waiting. Heartbeats accelerating. Body will you assume? Love, love, where can you be? Love, I am waiting. Heartbeats accelerating.
I'll take my share, but I'll be I eat dinner at the kitchen table by the light that switches on. I eat leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger's gone. I eat dinner at the kitchen table and I wash it down with pork. I eat leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger stops. When the hunger stops. Never thought that I'd end up this way. Thought my hair be turning to gray. It used to be so dark, so dark. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger is gone. No more candlelight. No more romance, no more small talk when the hunger is gone. When the hunger is gone. When the hunger is gone. When the hunger is gone.
Ending the show on a chipper tone. In any case, it's almost time for Rory and Lena and the Paisley Underground Consortium. And so I hope that I will see you all next week and we'll be cheerful and happy and getting strength from our communities and fixing the whole world, whether the powers that be continue on their sorry pathway or not. And now I wish you love over and over and over until about 30 seconds from now when the next show starts.